This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Well, Mambo number 5. Best Panther-centric song in the last decade. It was funny. So during the commercial break, the Mambo number 5 comes on. And Jimmy's looking at me because Solana went to the bathroom and he's like, yeah, he's been gone for a while. I'm like, Jimmy, let's just fire up the segment. Let's go. And he kept giving side eye looking for Solana. And then he moved at a snail's pace to get his headphones. And then he kind of rolled over to the console and brought it up. But yeah, we're good to go, Jimmy. I mean, listen, the quarterback doesn't make it back from the sideline in time. You take the snap and get the play underway. Now Jimmy and Solana have changed places. You got Solana in Jimmy's seat and Jimmy and Solana's seat. I like it.
No wonder Jimmy falls asleep during the show. The headphone jack is lowered all the way down. Like, I put my headphones.
So he literally is not listening to us. He's listening to something else.
He is not listening.
He has the headphones on, but he's pretending to listen.
It's incredible. He is literally not listening to this show, Hawk. It's remarkable.
Tonight, by the way, Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, just an hour and a half from now, is Dungeons and Dragons night. I believe this is their second Dungeons and Dragons night. That's going on at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park beginning at 6:30. You can register for a table. You can pre-register for a table if you follow Funky Buddha Brew on Instagram. And something else I see on their Instagram account, wings are 50% off. 4 p.m. till close. Stop by for happy hour, dinner, or Dungeons and Dragons. But that's tonight, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Wings are 50% off from 4 p.m. till close. I got to tell you, the wings at Funky Buddha are very good.
Elite.
I'm not, like, for me, wings at a lot of places are hit and miss. Because sometimes certain places have, like, real fatty wings.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Yeah. But you know what happens,
wings,
though, Hawk? Like,
wings at Funky Buddha are really good.
Places think, oh, we'll put wings on the menu. We'll douse them in sauce.
We'll cheap out on the wings.
Correct.
That we buy.
Correct.
We'll get the fatty ones, but we'll put a bunch of sauce on them.
So it's a vessel for sauce. And yeah. I'm not purchasing wings because I like your sauce. Like, give me good chicken wings.
I hate those big fatty wings. Ugh, disgusting. But Funky Buddha has very good wings. Funky Buddha, of course, has blueberry cobbler. It's on tap there at the tap room. But also, you can use the beer finder at funkybuddha.com and find out where it's being sold across the state. That's one of my favorites there. Blueberry cobbler at Funky Buddha.
Fire.
So if you're a Dungeons & Dragons player, you should be there tonight at 6:30. I'm not a Dungeons & Dragons player, but...
Did you ever watch that reel that explains how to play Dungeons & Dragons? I sent it to you.
Did you send it to me?
Yeah, I sent it to you a couple months ago, or like a couple weeks ago. It was,
I got through a little bit of it, I think.
Yeah, it was two celebrities. One of them... Well, no, and I forget who it is. But they have a podcast. One of them was explaining how to play Dungeons & Dragons, and... I'm not going to lie, it kind of slaps.
Well, it made more sense after watching that, but yeah, it's not for me. Because don't you have to, like, you're pretending to be someone, right?
You're just pretending, like, a million different scenarios in your mind, and you just play everything out in your mind. I mean, it's full dweeb stuff. Don't get me wrong here.
It's just not for me. It's like, oh, you threw a vat of lava on me. I can't believe it. I didn't see that coming. And now I lost, you know, 15 points, 15 power points or something. So I don't know. Not really for me. But people love Dungeons and Dragons. So if you do, go to Funky Buddha tonight in Oakland Park. And you can get 50% off wings as well. That's 4 p.m. till close. So it's already going on. Time of your life. Plus, you want to celebrate the Panthers going to the Stanley Cup final again? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to have avocado toast like I did this afternoon? Or are you going to go to Funky Buddha and have a real celebration?
Still doing that, huh? Every day? Avocado toast?
So I had I want to celebrate the Panthers today, so I went downstairs to Italiano, and I got a avocado toast and a cappuccino. I'm one of the few people who can sit outside in this weather and drink a hot cappuccino.
You don't get sick of avocado toast? Mind you, Hawk, I'm a big avocado toast guy. I tried to put you on avocado toast before you became an avocado toast connoisseur.
Right. No, I discovered that in Aperol Spritz.
Okay, right.
Before they became popular, and now they're popular again.
Yeah, of course. Of course you
did. You know what I'm addicted to? It's not necessarily avocado toast, which I happen to love. I am addicted to the setting. If you look at my Instagram, you'll see I'm sitting outside. I like sitting outside. It's a very nice little street. It's got nice trees. And I just like sitting outside and having waiter service and a drink, a coffee, and whatever. It's a vibe for me. So I'm addicted to that. This place, Italiano, that I go to that happens to be here in downtown Boca because it's, you know, connected to my building, they're more like traditional Italian, right? Where in Italy, people go for a big, heavy lunch.
Right.
Right? More than a big, heavy dinner. So their menu is mostly pastas and eggplant parmesan, but they're only open for lunch. They're only open till 3. But one of the few, I can't sit down there and have pasta at 11:30, or I just can't do it. Like, it's not in my makeup. So I go down there. I love the setting. I love the people who own it. I love the people who work there. Like, I love everything about it, but there's not much that I can order on a daily basis that like is just light enough that fills me for the show and whatever. And so that's why I get the avocado toast, which isn't even
more,
a traditional
man.
Italian meal.
You got to eat more. I'm worried about you. Like, you gotta,
I don't like eating that much at lunch before the show.
I had a burger today. Like, yeah.
I had one yesterday at Tucker Duke's. That was so rare for me. And I didn't finish the whole thing, but I just don't like a big, heavy lunch. But I do, like, I have terrible eating habits because that's when I should eat a big meal. But what I do like to do, Lori cooks healthy. Like, last night she made us salad. The night before it was a vegetable bowl with broccoli, edamame, and salmon. She cooked up some salmon. But then what I like to do later at night as I'm watching the games or below deck, I like to nibble on Cheez-Its. Not almonds. What's the nut that I like? Is it almonds? Wasabi almond? Is it almonds?
Wasabi almonds?
Yeah. Are they almonds? Is that what I eat?
No. Don't you like pecans? You like pecans?
Well, it's funny. I was just having pecans during the commercial break because she toasts pecans. But no, these are like almonds that you buy in a bag at the store. But like, yeah, I like to nibble and snack all night.
Like
That's
a bird.
A
You're a bird. You just nibble on things.
I much prefer to graze than eat.
That's
much
crazy.
Prefer.
No, I want to feel so stuffed that I can't even look at myself in the mirror.
At lunch though?
Yeah, anytime. When I eat, I when I'm consuming food, I want to put so much food in my body at once in one sitting that I'm just disgusted with myself.
Well, then you got to get to Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park.
I'll be there.
By the way, your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets for more than 1,000 shows, and we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. That includes Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, Pantera, and more. Go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can enter right there. And if you want more info on how you can see a show for just $30, go to livenation.com. Real quick look at the headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana.
So the Florida Panthers are back-to-back-to-back Eastern Conference champions in the NHL. They become the first team in a long time, since before I was born, to make 3 consecutive appearances in the Stanley Cup Final. And for the past 5 years, Hawk, the Eastern Conference champion has come from the state of Florida. Tampa Bay Lightning did it.
Well, the past 6 years, and you keep saying before you were born, but I think Tampa did it the
Was
3
it
years prior that that Florida did it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, so yeah. You were, you know, a fully functioning adult.
I was only 3 years younger than I am now. But what was the stat that we were talking about earlier? The last team to do that, to make 3 consecutive finals appearances in a row prior to the Tampa Bay Lightning, wasn't it in the 80s?
I think 4 Edmonton? Teams have done it since the 80s, but I don't know when. Did Tampa go to 3 finals in a row?
I could be incorrect, but now that you mention it, I do feel like we've been talking about them making 3 finals in a row.
Yeah. Stanley Cup final single game tickets, by the way, go on sale to the general public tomorrow at 3 p.m. on SeatGeek. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. on SeatGeek.
And we're still waiting to find out what happens tonight between the Dallas Stars, who stink, and the Edmonton Oilers. Puck drop tonight is at 8 p.m. But
you can hear the game here on this station.
Yeah. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. You can hear here in the NBA. You have the New York Knicks trying to avoid being eliminated tonight. They're playing the Pacers. They're hosting the Pacers. That'll be an 8:30 p.m. start time.
All right.
Tampa Bay did make the Stanley Cup final 3 times in a row. They won it twice, 21 and 20, and they lost in 22 to the Colorado Avalanche. But they did make it.
You were very wrong on a lot of the things that you've said today.
Yes, I was extremely wrong on most of the things that I said today. But I was almost right.
Yeah, you were almost right.
I was almost right.
Yeah.
I didn't mention Inter-Miami in my headlines today, and that's on me. But Inter-Miami did win yesterday. Their first win in quite some time, 4-2. Messi and Suarez each scored braces. Messi with 2 goals, Suarez with 2 goals. So they get over the hump. That was Suarez's 1,000th career game as well. And they beat Montreal, 4-2.
Fantastic. Whittingham tried to bait me into an Inter-Miami text last night because I was making fun of him. He bailed on being a Panthers fan the moment they traded Jonathan Huberdeau.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, jackass, you missed 3 Stanley Cup final appearances in a row. And he just kept trying to bring it back to Inter-Miami. And are you watching the game? And I'm like, no, nope, not tonight, Jack. You're an idiot.
He really jumped ship at the worst possible time.
The worst possible time. You sit through all the crap and you make this big principled stand. And you missed 3 trips to the Stanley Cup final.
The thing is, correct me if I'm wrong here, his stance wasn't necessarily that they shouldn't have traded Jonathan Huberdeau based on Huberdeau's merit and accomplishments within the organization. It was simply because he had just purchased a Jonathan Huberdeau jersey.
Believe that had something to do with it, sure.
Well, Oklahoma City awaits the winner of the Pacers and the New York Knicks tonight. In major Dolphins news, as we wrap up headlines here, Jonnu Smith is reportedly being shopped by the Miami Dolphins. And when I say that, Adam Schefter did tweet out that the Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers had been in talks. Basically what happened, Jonnu Smith told the Dolphins that he would like a new contract. He's set to make $4.8 million this year. He broke franchise records for tight ends last season. He wants a new contract. And the Miami Dolphins responded by reaching out to the Pittsburgh Steelers to see.
Said, yeah, we're going to check on that, Jonnu. Hello, Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, so that's where we're at right now. Jalen Ramsey still wants out. And now potentially Jonnu Smith could also be on the move out of Miami.
All right.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is another hot day in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 70s, right now around 88 degrees. That is your weather.
Somebody texts in, and I think they're trying to be derisive. Avocado toast and Maradona are struggling with hockey facts today. But I don't take avocado toast as an insult, and I don't believe Solana being called Maradona he would take as an insult.
I'm not. And also, we got one hockey. I did. I got one hockey fact wrong. Sue me.
Several.
Okay? Because
you've been talking about going to three Stanley Cup finals since, you know, 1980, and no Eastern Conference finals since you were born. And yeah, you mangled a bunch of them.
Perhaps.
But Maradona is a better nickname than Slow Alex.
Yeah, and Avocado Toast is a better nickname than Moobs as well.
Coach Jim Larrañaga will join us next. He joins us on Thursdays. Let's talk about your health, though. And, man, that's important. I mean, you got to put your health first. I've talked about Life Imaging FLA for years on this show because it's important. I mean, you want to be proactive with your health. One of the biggest knocks on our healthcare system, it's reactive. They send you for a scan after you're already symptomatic about something. But how about getting scanned before you're symptomatic to know if something's going on inside your body? You don't want to find out when it's too late. So what Life Imaging FLA tries to do is detect signs of cancer or heart disease before you're showing symptoms, using only a fraction of the radiation of most CT scanners. You know, you don't want to be one of the statistics. One out of three people will die from heart disease. Get proactive with your health. You know, I had my physical, it was a couple months ago, my cholesterol was higher than usual. And so my doctor suggested I get scanned because she wanted to make sure that there was no calcium buildup, which there wasn't, which is why most people go to Life Imaging FLA for the peace of mind. You hopefully get a good result. But they save lives with their FDA-approved state-of-the-art low-dose CT scanners. Call for your free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. While you're there, you can ask about their cancer screenings as well. Life Imaging FLA, three locations, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Dade County, the Coral Gables location, is beautiful. They offer free valet parking. It's conveniently located from everywhere. Call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan now with just a few minimum requirements. From your cell phone, call #250, say the keyword free heart scan. That's #250. Just say free heart scan. You'll be connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Maybe you're on your way now to Funky Buddha Dungeons and Dragons Night at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. If you are, good luck. What do you say to a Dungeons and Dragons player? Is it good luck? I don't know. Farewell? I don't know what you do. But if you're going there, have fun. And 50% off wings at the Tap Room in Oakland Park tonight till close. So Funky Buddha, good spot to be. Had some fun today. Really enjoyed talking with Coach Larrañaga in the previous segment. He was a little taken aback at my take on ice cream cake, but I stand by that. So tonight, you will hear the Dallas-Edmonton game on this radio station. And what happens tonight certainly has a bearing on what's going to happen with the Panthers. If Dallas wins tonight and extends that series, I believe the first Panthers Stanley Cup game will be the 7th, June 7th. And it'll be a few days prior if Edmonton is able to close it out tonight. But regardless, you're going to hear the game here on 560 WQAM. Before we get out of here for the night, let me remind you one more time. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. If you want to enter, the code word today is stadium. Text the word stadium to 20357. You can get more info at WQAM.com. It's a Live Nation show. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. But if you want to win the Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets, text the word stadium to 20357. That's going to do it for us on this Thursday. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you mañana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.